You're listening to East Coast FM. Declan Meehan with you on the morning show. 63% of people with dementia live within their community, which shows us dementia is not just a health concern, but also a social issue that needs a community response. Dementia Understand Together and the HSE wants us to understand the importance of staying connected and engaged on the well-being of people with dementia and themselves. Joining us now is Nuala Paley. Hi, Nuala.
Hello, hi.
Thank you for coming in. And you're a carer.
I'm a carer.
To Jerry. Yes.
To Jerry, my husband, Jerry. He's what they call, I'm a spousal carer and supporter. Probably he would prefer the word supporter.
When was he diagnosed?
He was diagnosed back in 2018, but there was a change in him from about, I could see a change in him from about 2016. He was 61 at that stage. I just noticed a change in his mood and in his outlook on things. He was repeating himself a bit. I noticed his awareness. He was a little bit less aware of what he was talking about or what he was saying. There was just, it was very subtle, really. But if you've lived with somebody for nearly 30 years, you kind of know the difference. You could see, I could see a change in him. He was, I thought, a bit stressed. And he had a little incident where he felt unwell. And we went on a Sunday afternoon, we went into Vincent's A&E. And he was in hospital for a little while. It was, maybe it was a TIA, they weren't sure, but...
Just to explain, a TIA, it's often referred to as a mini stroke.
A little mini stroke.
It's like a hose with water that you're watering somewhere and it blips in the back garden.
Yeah.
The blood flow blips like that inside your brain, basically. Yeah.
Exactly. And he was in Vincent's for maybe a week and he came out. And then it was literally after that time, that was about 2016, and that things began to change a little bit more dramatically. He was saying he was feeling very stressed. He went to the doctor a few times and she just said, oh, it is stress, that's fine, and chatted with him, etc. But I could see there was something more happening. And one of the days I went down with him to the doctor, sat with him and said, and just made a few points to her regarding his, the way he was behaving, you know. And she did a little test, one of those, a test with him. And I could see the change in her face. And was it went from there. He had to, he was, she recommended he go to a consultant, etc. And eventually he was diagnosed with an early onset dementia, stroke, Alzheimer's.
I think was he aware of it? And, you know, both of you living at home together, your husband and wife relationship, did he notice something and he was afraid to even discuss it with you? Or was he hiding it a bit? Or
possibly, yes. Yeah, you could be right there. He was aware that he was losing control of things, you know. He wasn't coping. Like, he couldn't cope with our finances. He couldn't cope with different things like that. He wasn't, he'd just kind of go, he'd look at it and look at things and just put it aside. And, you know, he wasn't dealing with things, you know. And I think he was feeling a little bit, as he said at the time, he thought he was stressed. Things weren't making the same sense to him. He is a very capable man. He was a very social man. He was always very socially conscious. He was president of his rugby club. He was, you know, he played rugby at a very high level. He, you know, he was always out there. He was a DJ. He did DJ for my 21st birthday. he was very interested in music. Anything, you know, anything social, anything. He's a very kind person and he would always look out for people. That's his main characteristic. Even to this day, he's the same.
You know? And the diagnosis, I mean, what effect did that have on the family?
On us, we don't have children, so there's just the two of us. And it kind of took me, it knocked me for six. I was resentful. I actually was angry. I realised that things were going to change dramatically. I had a job that I loved, and I began to see that I was going to have to make changes. So eventually in 2018, early 2018, I actually retired. I took early retirement, and we've been at home ever since. And of course, that led into the COVID. So we were together, very close together for so many months. But, you know, time goes on, and we've been lucky. We've great support in the community. We have, we live in Greystones, so we're involved with Wicklow Dementia Support. We're very, Jerry is very involved with the Alzheimer's Society. He's involved with the Irish Dementia Working Group, and that he was very involved initially with that. He's still part of the group, and he they would advocate for issues regarding Alzheimer's and how it affects, or dementia and how it affects people, and maybe trying to, for instance, he's done projects with Vincent's Hospital to see how to make it easier for people to navigate around the hospital, yes, etc.
Were you all, you and Jerry, were you open with family and friends and community?
Yes. Jerry was very open. Jerry is a very open person. He came out. He wasn't hiding. He didn't ever hid from the fact about the fact that he had an issue regarding his memory.
Is it progressive?
It is progressive. Yes, I can see in the last few years the changes in him. He has. He wouldn't have the same confidence he did as he used to traveling. He doesn't drive anymore. He gave that up voluntarily. He figured he was better off the road, you know. Mm-hmm. He's a great person for going out and meeting people. So he has his dog, Teddy, and they go walking every day, and he knows every coffee shop in Greystones, and everyone knows him, you know. So he's out there. He was never afraid of telling people that he had issues.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, we've had, because we're a married couple, but because we didn't have children, we had our own lives. We had great friends. We had Jerry'd go one way, I'd go the other, but we always came together again. And it's a different world now. If I was to take myself personally, everything I do, I have to consider how Jerry's going to be looked after, etc., etc. And that does put pressure on you. It does make for a big changes in your social life, in your the certain freedoms that you would have had in an ordinary relationship. You know, you do have to stand back and say, okay, he's not my child, but he's my responsibility, you know, and he needs more care, he needs more attention. He would be very vulnerable without me being around, you know. He just likes to know I'm there.
Yes.
Yeah.
So for people listening today that maybe have a neighbour or a friend or someone in the family who has dementia, what would you say to them about giving support?
I would say to be as open as possible with your neighbours. Always ask for help. Always be open. And ask people for understanding. I mean, the dementia is just one part of a person. It's, if you had cancer, you would have issues regarding your independence and your how you could move about. It's the same with dementia. You just have to take the person as they are. Their personality really, their underlying personality doesn't really change that much. They're still the same. So they've still got the same sort of outlook in life. There's the same interests. They mightn't realise that they've spoken to you about the same thing three times in the last hour, But you have to just accept that and say, well, you know, what they say is sometimes very wise. You know, even yesterday, Jerry was speaking to me about when he was at school and how there were, as there used to be the A, B and C classes. And he used to say, I used to look at the guys from the C classes, and some of them were so down at heel and so, you know, they were just there. This is back in the 60s and 70s. And he said they were never given a chance, you know. And he could say that. He was reflecting. He's a reflective person. People don't lose their personality that way. I think a big issue with us to remember to respect the person and to have compassion, I suppose.
Thank you for sharing this, Nuala. Give our regards to Jerry.
I will, yeah.
And that is Nuala Paley from Greystones, who is support to her husband, Jerry.